Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. They offer an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. And when it comes to thrillers, they have you covered for any type of excitement you're looking for. With celebrity narration, multicast productions, with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks, you will be sure to find a compelling audio title. The book I've been checking out lately is called Devil Makes Three. It's by Ben Fountain. It's extraordinarily well written, and it takes you into Haiti in the 1990s. And obviously, the narrative has a lot of extra punch right now, given what's happening on the ground in Haiti as we speak. Highly recommend this book. Ben Fountain is an incredible writer. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500. That's audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/TENPERCENT. Hey, Dan here. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about a live recording of this podcast that we're doing in New York City on March 28th. I will be interviewing two frequent flyers from this show, the legendary meditation teacher Joseph Goldstein, who will be just coming off a three-month solo silent meditation retreat, and Dr. Mark Epstein, a Buddhist therapist and best-selling author. The event will actually be a celebration of the 10th anniversary of my first book, 10% Happier, and a percentage of the proceeds will go to the New York Insight Meditation Center. Come early if you want for a VIP guided meditation and Q&A with me. Thanks to our friends over at Audible for sponsoring this show and the event. Tickets on sale right now at symphonyspace.org. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Friday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. I often remind meditators that the goal of the practice is not to stop thinking or clear your mind. That's impossible. Today, the great meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg is going to help us simply notice our thoughts as a way to get a little distance from them. A little bit more about Sharon. She's one of the leading figures in the Western Buddhism and mindfulness scene. Along with her colleagues, Joseph Goldstein and Jack Kornfield, she founded the Insight Meditation Society, or IMS, in Barre, Massachusetts in the 1970s. It is now really an absolute gem of a place where people can do meditation retreats. It's where I do mine. Sharon has also written 13 books, including her most recent called Finding Your Way. Here we go now with Sharon Salzberg.
Hi, this is Sharon. On a fundamental level, thoughts are the natural manifestation of cognition, presenting as words in the mind. Our goal is not to cut off or abolish thinking, which is an essential and often enriching faculty. Our goal is to know what we are thinking as we are thinking it, with enough space that we are empowered to choose. Do I want to take this thought to heart, act on it, or let it go? Please sit comfortably with either your eyes closed or slightly open, however you feel most at ease. Take a couple of deep breaths and then allow the breath to become natural so you're not trying to make it deeper or different. Center your attention on the feeling of the breath, wherever it's most predominant, wherever it's easiest for you. Just the normal, natural breath. Now quietly note in, out. or rising, falling, to help support the awareness of the breath. In, out, rising, falling, you don't need to try to take in every thought that passes through your mind. It's just the ones that pull us away from the breath. Just spend a few moments noting, as though to say, oh yes, this is what's happening right now. And then come back. In. Out, rising, falling. The mental noting is the platform for mindfulness. We see what's happening right now as it is. We're not elaborating it. We're not judging it. It's just, oh, there's thinking. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes or lift your gaze, and we'll end the meditation session. Thank you for your practice.
Big thank you to Sharon. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.